You're listening to Indiana Originals Radio, leading local living.
To the first day on 93 WIBC. We're brought to you by our friends at B&W Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Drains. They are the professionals in the big black trucks. Over 50 years in business, family owned and operated. Look them up when you need them at bigblacktrucks.com. I'm Terry Stacy. Glad you're here with me this morning. It's time to bring in our friend Mel McMahon, IndianaOriginals.com. Hello, Mel.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Last day of the Great Indiana State Fair.
Can you believe it?
Makes me sad.
What was your favorite food item this year?
It had to be, I think it really was, the barbecue split. Which was the pork barbecue and the macaroni and cheese and the coleslaw made into a banana split container. Just delicious. I mean, I love everything, though. Garbage. I like the pork. I like the beef. I like.
Did you just say you like garbage?
The garbage burger.
Oh, the garbage burger. Okay.
It's so good.
I'm like, there's a lot of garbage at the state fair. Let's be more specific.
I've tried to recreate that burger, and you just can't do it. It's just not the same. So it's once a year I get to have the original garbage burger. But anyway, this is the last day of the Indiana State Fair. And listen, I hope you have a chance to get on out there.
Get the angry pretzel.
Oh, the
that is my recommendation.
Is
That was my favorite this year. The
very
angry pretzel,
good, very spicy.
So many good things. The Red Fraser Hush Puppies.
Bison Hush Puppies.
They're from Bloomington. They're great too. But man, that
really
angry
good.
Pretzel, I cannot get enough.
I'm gonna miss all the fair food. So
I know, but you know, it's kind of the like official end of summer.
Yeah,
right. So we're getting back into the school year. Only a few months left to get everything organized and planned out for 2020.
Yeah.
And we have someone on the phone with us
that
can help us get ready for that.
Who?
We sure do. It's Sean Stokes, Vice President of Sales for TF Publishing, one of our Indiana Originals. Thank you for joining us this morning, Sean.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So excited to have you tell the TF Publishing story. Give us a little background on not only what you do, but how it all got started.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are right here in Indianapolis. We've been around for almost 25 years, believe it or not. A lot of folks don't even know we're here, and I know there's a lot of people here in Indianapolis, in the Indiana area, that all use calendars and planners and probably don't have any idea where those come from. But we are right here in your backyard, and we are actually one of the largest publishers of calendars and planners in the United States.
I am still one that uses all of that. I know some that people, you know, they'll ask me why I don't use my calendar on my phone or so on. I like having something in my hand that I can look at. And I'm glad that you're here and you're local and you've survived for 25 years.
Yes, and that's a lot of people, and we love people like you that still use little pen and paper. I know there's something so gratifying about crossing off a list and making your schedule right in front of you and kind of giving you, you know, you're able to look at things and look forward to what you have up and coming. So we love people like you that are actually still using them. That's a lot of people don't realize in this day and age, even with smartphones, but they're absolutely, and you actually do, believe it or not, you retain things a little bit more when you write them down. So there's a benefit to it as well.
Yeah.
Well, and there's a lot of combination users too. I would describe myself as a combination user. You know, I love my Google Calendar online, but I have a daily agenda notebook from TF Publishing.
Oh,
so this one, look at that.
Oh, it's got the, oh, I like
it.
It
has a state flag on the front. And so what's really cool is when you open it up, there's a space for the date. You circle the day of the week, and then you can write out all your tasks. And you can organize them whichever way you want because it's really fluid.
I love that one.
So this has been like the best combination for me because I have appointments, but I obviously have stuff that I need to prioritize for the day. And this lets me do that.
I love it. I love the way it looks.
Isn't it nice?
Yep.
I'll post a picture online. I'll make sure that I post a picture of this particular agenda. But Sean, I want to say something really surprising. And, you know, at Indiana Originals, we're trying to create healthier, stronger communities and more jobs in Indiana by encouraging people to support our Indiana-based businesses. And I shop everywhere. I try to shop local as much as possible, but every once in a while, I have to go to Five Below, which is an amazing dollar store.
It is.
And I kid you not, I was in line and they had this beautiful rack of calendars. And I was like, oh, those are so pretty. And I grabbed one and I turned it over and it was TF Publishing.
Oh, that's
cool. It was an Indiana original.
You're
and it's so exciting to see these options in lots of different places. And, you know, I don't think people realize how many different ways there are to support local. And you guys are nationwide, right?
We are, absolutely. I mean, Five Below, you know, you can find those stores nationwide, and we're in other places like Barnes & Noble and Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's and, of course, Amazon, where you can buy everything. But we're also in other local-type markets such as Silver in the City, Homespun. I know there's a little shop over there on 62nd Street, A Taste of Indiana. We're there. So we definitely, it's a nice combination of the both. But you're exactly right. Even though you might be in a national store, Meijer, actually, they have the biggest selection of our products. So you can go in any Meijer store, find probably over 200 to 300 different calendars and planners that are all Tia Publishing.
Did success come easy?
No, I mean, it's definitely, and kind of how we got started about, you know, over 20 years ago, we definitely started in the racing industry when Dale Earnhardt died. That was the first calendar that we produced, was Dale Earnhardt when he passed away. And so for a long time, we did a lot with racing, both with the Speedway here locally, as well as with NASCAR. So just in recent years, I think with millennials planning and writing things down and the kind of resurgence of greeting cards and journals and calendars and things like that, it's kind of gotten us a little bit more into fashion planners, which we love that people are kind of going back to pen and paper. So we don't do so much in the racing world today. We do have some licensed products, you know, for example, Coca-Cola. So we do Coca-Cola branded calendars and planners, as well as some other brands too, but that's one that has a pretty loyal following. And then there's a lot of like Coke collectors and things like that out there. So we've got that along with, you know, the cute kittens and puppies and beaches and like the agenda that you're using, Mel, the Indiana one. So we've got a little bit for everybody. I think there are around 500 or 600 different styles. So,
and we're going to show some of these styles on Indie Style tomorrow on Wish TV 8. Sean is giving viewers a very significant discount on some products. So make sure you're tuning in tomorrow, Wish TV 8 on Indie Style. And Sean, I wanted to ask you about something too. So you make these planners, you know, you ship them all over the place, and that shipping world kind of turned into another business for TF, another member, TF Fulfillment. Tell us about that side of the business.
Yeah, so TF Fulfillment, we are located in Whitestown, the booming area of Whitestown today. But we have a pretty large warehouse, about 250,000 square feet, that business was born to ship calendars and planners all over the world. But we actually do pick, pack, and ship for a lot of other companies. We have around 50 other companies that we warehouse their products. It can be anywhere from, you know, leather wallets to T-shirts to tennis shoes to whatever it may be. If you're a maker or you have a company, we can warehouse your products and ship to customers and retailers all over the world. So it's a pretty cool operation to see. And I think in this day and age that we're all online shoppers, you know, you don't really realize or think about the process and where those items are coming from. But right here in Whitestown, we have a pretty great operation that we're shipping products to customers all over the world daily.
Isn't that a great idea, Terry?
Yeah.
Something they were already doing, found a way to help others.
Yep.
And if you make your own product and you're trying to ship it out, I mean, that is a huge burden. I mean, I'm just taking pre-orders for Indiana Originals t-shirts.
Yeah.
And figuring out how to ship them caused so much anxiety. I've already gotten help with it.
Well, these great ideas, they come from need. They come from a personal need. That sounds so simple, but it's really how great ideas begin. And congratulations. I'm excited for you as a local business and succeeding and doing so well. And it's a great time to think about you with back to school and planning the new school year. It's great. It's just great. And I'm going to be sure to look for your stuff and get a hold of some of these planners that Mel's been holding on to, too.
Now, Sean, we know we can find TF Publishing at IndianaOriginals.com, but tell us your website and the best way that people can follow you guys and see what you're up to.
Yes, absolutely. Our website is www.tfpublishing.com. We have a really great website that's super easy to use and order from. We have, like I said, over 500 products on there to order. Also, we're very active on social media, Facebook and Instagram. So we always like to see we like to see people using our products and taking pictures of how they're best using our products. So Mel, I better be seeing your pictures of this.
Oh yes, you will.
Awesome.
Facebook and Instagram, you know, we love hearing from people and we love showing off our products there as well.
Sean, thank you very much. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you. Great. Thanks, guys.
Mel McMahon, we'll see you next time. IndianaOriginals.com.
See you next time, Terry.
All right, news is next. 93 WIBC.
Thanks for listening to Indiana Originals Radio. Check us out at 93 WIBC Sunday mornings at 10:45. And visit IndianaOriginals.com to find local businesses near you. Indiana Originals, leading local living.